Yeah, you know, it's nice. I didn't know whether or not it was going to be ever come, but, you know, trying to make the most of it as my opportunity presents itself.
Did you, I guess, is that what you thought when they drafted Stafford, that your time might never come there?
I mean, you never really know in this league. You know, it's unfortunate what happened to Matthew and Sean, because I like them a lot and have, you know, gained a good relationship with them. But, you know, it is nice from a standpoint to get out there and all the hard work and effort that you put in throughout the entire season to get a little bit of a reward, to get out there and play, you know, is very beneficial from my standpoint.
How'd you think you did last week? I guess, the stats look pretty efficient. You got some touchdowns, no turnovers, I guess. What was your critique of yourself?
Yeah, you know, I think that we executed the game plan kind of how we wanted to. You know, obviously, would like to make one or two plays that could have made a difference in the outcome of the game. But, you know, we did a lot of good things and we're patient and efficient as an offense and we're able to get the ball out and get it in our playmakers' hands, and, you know, run effectively. And, you know, we were pretty efficient on third down as well.
You got a pretty good group of playmakers there, don't you? I mean, you got obviously Calvin gets all the headlines, but your tight ends are good. Javon Best is back. It's a pretty good group to work with, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, I think that I was very lucky from that standpoint to have so many weapons. And it's very hard for defenses to account for different guys. You know, if they're taking Calvin away, then now we have the ability to use our tight ends and use Javid and use Nate, you know, and all those guys. You know, we feel like anybody on the field for us, our skill positions can take over a game if we need them to.
What's it like, you know, you were playing at Michigan State for a while, now you're playing in Detroit. Is that kind of special to you?
Definitely. You know, I think there's only a handful of people to get this rare opportunity. And, you know, it's been unbelievable from my standpoint because the fan support's been awesome. You know, day one that I got here, you know, the fans already knew who I was, the familiarity was there, and they wanted to see me have success. And it's been that way. You know, now going on my fourth year, the fans have been unbelievable. I couldn't ask for anything more. You know, when I'm out and about, and you know, the people constantly in my ear saying, you know, we want to see you play, or you know, we really think that you can do good things, and you know, it goes a long way.
What impresses you most about the Packers defense?
There's a lot of things. You know, they present a lot of different looks, obviously, and they play fast and aggressive. And, you know, do some different things that can kind of confuse it, but also have the ability to straight up say, hey, we're playing man, you know, try and beat us. And I think the corners that they have are as good of a duo as anybody in the entire league. And, you know, we have to be cognizant of where those guys are. And, you know, it's not one of those games where you can just sit back and throw it up. You have to know precisely where you want the ball to go and put it there. And then, you know, the ball's got to come out quickly because their pass rush is good. You can't rely too much on holding on to the ball, which, you know, is pretty much a constant in this league. But, you know, you want to be aware of where guys are that can present problems.
What do you feel preparations will be like for you this week? Is it a little bit more extensive than in previous weeks?
I don't think so. You know, it's nice because I got a chance to play against them in the second half last year at Lambeau and got a feel for some of those guys. And obviously being on our division, you know, the personnel that we know we're going up against, it's not one of those things where you have to go check the depth chart or see what's going on with different guys. You know where these guys went to school, you know their number, you know how long they've been in the league, you know some of the techniques. So, you know, the familiarity is there. It's you know, what I've tried to do is just go about and prepare as if I was the starter the entire season. So my preparation hasn't changed, and that's one thing that I think is so great about the room that we have is everybody's kind of pulling in the same direction and pulling for each other. So, you know, you might be the starter one week or you might be the inactive third the other week. Like Sean's been, you know, we've all kind of played that role at different times, but it's never changed our approaches as a unit.
What is the kind of the morale of the team been like? It seems like you guys are kind of, you know, moving in the right direction. Is that kind of how you guys feel?
Definitely. You know, I think we want it to amount to more wins. You know, it's a matter of winning close games. And like I said before, we have to find a way to make one or two more plays offensively that can put us over the top. We've won a lot of close football games. We've been in a lot of games. There's something to be said for that. But at the end of the day, you're measured by wins and losses.
Drew, can you talk about how multiple the Packers are and you expect them to even get a little more creative with some of their formations and looks considering your lack of game experience?
I don't think so. You know, we're prepared for anything. You know, but at the snap of the ball, they kind of have responsibilities of where they need to end up. So, you know, we'll try and figure that out. We'll try and get a good feeling for where guys are and what they're thinking. You know, kind of react and then get a plan going and make adjustments as need be. But, you know, we feel good about the stuff that we have put in for first and second down. We're working on third down tomorrow and just get a good game plan and go out there and execute it to the best of our abilities.
You know, we've seen plenty of Calvin since he got into the league. Can you share anything unique about him that he's such a good friend to quarterbacks?
You know, I think that, you know, obviously everybody sees on the surface his ability that he has. You know, with his intelligence, and I just think his whole makeup and demeanor, the type of person he is. You know, as good of a football player he is, he's a better human being. And that's a pretty good statement for a guy with his skill level, because he can go out there and you know, take over football games as he's done at times this year. And you know, that's a great security blanket for a quarterback to have and go out there and do stuff. And you know, he definitely wows you at times.
Talked about how, you know, the locker room is still together. You get the sense, even from the home fans, even last week in Chicago, that they can kind of see what's coming.
I think so. I think people are still excited and still coming. You know, Detroit fans have been through a lot and had to, you know, endure a lot of different things, unfortunately. But, you know, they stayed loyal, and that's why it's going to be so much more special for those guys that have stuck around when everything has turned around and we're winning playoff games and everybody's feeling good about it. Those loyal Detroit fans can, you know, stand loud and proud that they've been here through everything.
Spartans get robbed in the bowl allocation?
That's an interesting draw for them. You know, I think that's a good measuring stick to see where this program is at as far as going up against, obviously, last year's national champions. And, you know, they're a couple ways away from being in the national championship again this year. So they have a dynamic offense and an unbelievable defense. So we'll get a good feel for what the Spartans are all about. But, you know, I'm excited to be alumni of that university and couldn't be happier for those guys that are still there and representing the green and white with pride.
Well, you're giving it to me. I'm a Badger alum myself, Drew. So,
well, I don't know that whole thing, because the whole BCS is kind of confusing to that, right?
Well, we'll go to Pasadena. Thanks for the time.